From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are reports that hundreds of rebels are preparing an offensive to seize control of the Syrian town of Jarablus, now under control of the Islamic State group. Turkey, which has been shelling the border town, vowed Tuesday to give full support to efforts to free it from IS forces. A rebel incursion into Syria from Turkey would likely result in a conflict with U.S.-backed Kurdish forces, who also want to force IS from the area but are opposed by Turkey. The State Department says Turkey has requested the extradition of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who was accused of involvement in a coup attempt earlier this year. Spokesman Mark Toner said the request was not related to the attempted coup, but to other issues for which Gulen was being sought by Turkish authorities. The request comes just ahead of a visit to Ankara Wednesday by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. During the visit, Biden is expected to discuss the extradition request and other issues. The U.S. military says an American soldier died Tuesday as a result of wounds sustained during operations in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Another was wounded and is in stable condition. Six Afghan soldiers were wounded in the operation near Lashkar Gah. The U.S. military has recently deployed about 100 troops to Lashkar Gah to assist Afghan forces in their bid to defend the besieged city. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned Tuesday that there are no global treaties to prevent biological weapons attacks. Speaking to the Security Council in New York, Ban said the world is not adequately prepared to deal with such an attack. He urged the Council to look at ways to strengthen Resolution 1540, which set up barriers to keep weapons of mass destruction out of the hands of non-state actors. This is VOA News.